So this morning's Bible reading is taken from Luke chapter 2, verses 8 to 20. And the reading is going to appear on the screens in front of you and then can be found on page 1033 of the Bibles. And in the same region, there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of a great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds had told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told them. Thanks be to God.
Sorry. Rachel, thank you very much for reading for us. Well, who here likes Christmas a bit? Like Christmas a bit? Merv likes Christmas a bit. Who likes Christmas a lot? Who likes it loads? That is me, someone at the back there. Christmas is great, isn't it? But I wonder where we would put ourselves on this Christmas-o-meter. Is it going to come up behind us on the screen? Maybe not. There we go. Are we quite thrilled, super excited, or off the scale? Well, this morning we're going to hear once again what happened on that very first Christmas as we listen into Luke's Gospel. And I want us to introduce us to someone who I think might just be off the scale. It is Sheldon the Shepherd. Sheldon, do join us up the front here. Don't be fooled. He might look like my eldest son. It is Sheldon the Shepherd. Why don't we give him a warm welcome? So, Sheldon, you were there that very first Christmas. Can you just tell us what happened?
Well, we're out in the fields keeping watch over our flock by night. It's kind of in the job description. And then suddenly an angel of the Lord appeared and we were absolutely terrified.
Wow, I'm feeling it. So did the angel say anything?
Yes, he said, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people."
Brilliant. Thank you, Sheldon. You grab a seat. We'll probably get you back later. That is amazing. Did you hear that? Now, during all of the excitement, three of Sheldon's sheep have actually gone missing, and it's really important we find them because they're going to help us work out the big message this morning. And I need your help to find them, ideally if you're under 11, but we need to find them before you dash. Whoa! We need to find them in order. So I only want the sheep number one. Sheep number one, you can go and look for it if you're under 11. So if you find sheep number two or three, leave it. We'll get to that later. Sheep number one. Ah, brilliant. Excellent. We have sheep number. You can hold that for me for a second. Yeah, okay, brilliant. Okay, well done. Well, sorry. So there are two more sheep to find later, but you can grab a seat. Okay, so sheep number one, we can rip that off. You hold the envelope. There we go. And do you want to open the envelope while we get up on the screen? Sheep number one reminds us Christmas is the best news ever for anyone who will listen. It is the best news ever for anyone who will listen. Can we see, if you've got your Bibles open, what verse 10 says? We can have it on the screen, what the angel says. "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people." Brilliant. Have we got something in that envelope? Brilliant. Let me hold those. Wonderful. You can grab a seat. Thank you so much. So, you can shove it anywhere. It is good news. That is what that tick it is for. In preparation for today, I went online to see how many good news stories I could find. And you know what? After 5 minutes, I gave up. There was not a lot of good news out there, at least on the internet. But the angel announces good news. And it's good news, do you see, of great joy. Good news of great joy. That's what the smiley face is about. We often hope Christmas will be filled with great joy and lots of gladness, but we can be let down, can't we? We miss those we love who can't be with us, can't be around, or even those who are around, you don't get on with them the whole time. But this is good news to bring great joy. And did we spot who it's for? Anyone spot who it's for? I forgot, I've got chocolates here. Who is it for? This might incentivize some people. Who is the good news of great joy for? Go on, yes. Well, it is. It's given to the shepherds. Who does the angel say it's for? I'll give you a chocolate for that anyway. Yes. For all people. There we go. Brilliant. Thank you. Well done. Yes, don't get hit in the face. So what have we got here? There we go. I'll get this the right way up. It is for all the people. Christmas is the very best news for all. But as we'll see in a moment, a bit later, it is only for those who listen. But why is Christmas good news of great joy for all people? Why is it the very best news forever? We're going to get to it in a moment. You're quite right. We'll do that in top point two. Yes, because Jesus is born. That's a spoiler alert. Yes. And we'll think about that after our next song. So let's stand again and we'll sing together, Well Shepherds. Brilliant. So we found sheep at number one, and we learned, didn't we, that Christmas is the best news ever for anyone who will listen. But we need to know why, and so we need to find sheep number two. So again, if you're under 11, now it's time to find sheep number two. Not, I think some people maybe knew where it was already. If you found sheep number two, bring it up the front. Brilliant. Thank you, Liza. If I rip off the sheep, are you happy to open? You hold on to the envelope. You hold the envelope. There we go. Hold it tight. I've sellotaped that on too tight, haven't I? There we go. And you open that envelope for me. Brilliant. There we go. Thank you. So sheep number two, it reminds us Christmas is the best news ever because it is all about our Saviour, King and God. So Sheldon, let's get you up here again. Well, Elijah opens the envelope. Sheldon, can you just remind us at what the angel said? Could you do that for us?
Yep.
Great.
Yeah.
Oh, well done. Thank you.
The angel said, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you, born this day in the city of David, a Saviour who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was the angel, a multitude of the heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased."
Brilliant. Thank you, Sheldon. You grab a seat once again. Eliza, where we go? There we go. Okay, great. Well, did we spot that word at the beginning of verse 11? If you've got your Bible open, you can see it. For it is good news of great joy for all people. For, because Jesus has been born. And we're told three things about him. One is, do you see, he is a saviour. He is a saviour. There we go. That is why we have a picture of the cross. So if we have on the screen, we've got four pictures. Anyone tell me, what do these people need? What do these people need? Anyone? Yes. They need help. Brilliant. There we go. You are stockpiling on the chocolate today. Great. They need a rescue. They need saving from drowning, from choking, from a burning building, from quicksand. And the Bible is clear that we need saving. We need saving from our rebellion against God. We live for ourselves and we ignore God, and God is rightly angry. But Jesus came as a saviour to rescue us from God's just judgment. He died on the cross so we might be forgiven. He's a saviour. Then next, he is the king. You see, he's called the Christ. Christ means he is God's forever king. God promised a new king from David's line, but one who would have an eternal kingdom. And the angel tells the shepherd, look, he's arrived, he's been born today. And then finally, did you see what the angel says? He is the Lord. He's God himself come to earth. Now, I tried to find an emoji symbol, and the best I could do, not an eight, it is infinity. If you can tell me what I should have gone for, you can tell me later. What it's meant to say is the limitless, the eternal, the always existing, never-ending God came to earth as a baby. And so it means to look to Jesus is to look to God. To see Jesus is to see God. To listen to Jesus is to listen to God. And so Christmas really is the very best news for anyone who will listen. And it's because it's all about a saviour who is the king, who is God. So how should we respond? Well, we're going to think about that after our next song. So again, please stand and we'll sing together, Unto Us a Child is Born. And under Adams, I think we know what's coming next, don't we? There is one more sheep to find, sheep number 3. If you could help me find it, that would be very useful. Sheep, yeah, you can go. Maybe someone knows where it is. There we go. I think someone has found sheep number 3. If you found sheep number 3, do bring the sheep to the front. Brilliant. Thank you. Right, you hold on to the envelope and let me see if I can take off the sheep. If you open that, there we go. Brilliant. Thank you. Sheep number 3. So what does sheep... Yes, if you open it, perfect. Sheep number 3... Well, we've thought, haven't we, that Christmas is the best news ever for anyone who'll listen, because it's all about Jesus, who is Saviour, King and God. So, take God at his word. Oh, brilliant. Thank you so much. Do you grab a seat? Oh, chocolate. Mustn't forget to give chocolates. There we go. This is going to be a long one. No. Perfect. Well caught. Excellent. So, take God at his word, because this is the best news ever for anyone who'll listen. All about Jesus, Saviour, King and God. So, take God at his word. Now, to help us, we're going to play a quick game of Christmas at Simon Says. We all know how Simon Says works. Simon Says, you do it. Simon doesn't say it, you don't do it. Okay? So, Simon Says, go, ho, ho, ho. Okay, Simon Says, keep going, ho, ho, ho. Simon Says, stop. I just think how long they'll go on for. Simon Says, stand up if you're able. Okay, there we go. Sit down. Oh, no. They just wanted a breather. It's okay. Simon Says, sit down. Okay, sing Jingle Bells. Oh, there we go. Okay, Simon Says, this game is over. It's very, very quick, isn't it? Okay. Words have power, don't they? They can. I wonder if you've ever thought about it, how we can't see the angels. We can't go to the manger, but we can hear the word. And we get 3 model responses to God's word in our passage. Did we notice how the shepherds prove the word they heard? That's what the microscope is for. They want to make sure. So again, let's ask Sheldon one more time. Sheldon the shepherd, do come and join us. One more question for you. After the angels had left, you'd heard what they said. And what did you do after the angels left?
We said, let's go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us. And we went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger.
Brilliant. Thank you, Sheldon. So the shepherds, did you get that? The shepherds investigated. They checked out God's word from the angel. They wanted to make sure. And you know what? We can do that too as we read God's word. So this Christmas, will we make sure of God's word? Will we check out what Luke has written down as eyewitness history for us? He's written it all down so we can check it out and have confidence. Will we do that? Then next, the shepherds, did you notice what they did? They proclaim the word. That's why we've got this picture of a megaphone. The shepherds, they proclaim the word. They make known the word. Do you remember the reading? When they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. And once we've come to realize who Jesus is, once we've realized God's word is true, we want to tell others. So up here I've got a present, and I need a volunteer. Don't get too excited. I need a volunteer to help me open it. Nate, you're going to help me? Okay. Nate, just put your opening. What does this present look like?
It looks horrible.
Looks horrible. Well, it's not the best wrapped, admittedly. But it looks pretty broken and rubbish, doesn't it? Yeah. Okay, so why don't you just open it and have a look and see what's inside. What have we got? What's in there? You know, hold that up for us. It looks pretty rubbish present. But if you don't know what this is, a blank check. A check is how people used to pay one another, if you don't know what that is. That's how you could say. And oh, look, it's signed by an Elon Musk. There we go. Thanks, Nate. You can grab a seat. Yeah, no, I'll keep the check. It looked rubbish on the outside, but a blank check from the world's richest man. The shepherds, they didn't look as impressive as the angels. They weren't important people, but they had the best news in the world to make known. This good news of great joy. It doesn't come in fancy wrapping. No, dirty, ordinary, probably quite smelly shepherds tell the good news. No offence to Sheldon. We might not look like anything special on the outside, especially when compared to angels. But if we're a Christian, we have the best news ever in the world. Will we make it known? And then there's one more response. Did you spot it in our reading? It's the response from Mary. We've heard a lot about the shepherds so far, but Mary, she's been taking it all in. She stores up God's word. She ponders it. She prizes it. She meditates on God's word. Verse 19, Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they'd heard and seen, as it had been told them. So I thought, you might store up treasure in a treasure chest. Think, was I given this at Christmas? My parents are here. Was I given this at Christmas years ago? I think I might have been. There we go. Can you see what's in there? What's in there? What's in that? Chocolate. Yeah, it looks like treasure. They're really chocolate coins, but yeah, treasure. There we go. Filled with not quite real gold, but treasure. Just as you might store up treasure in a treasure chest. So Mary stored all these things up, all of God's word in her heart. And she's a great example of thinking over, of pondering, of prizing all that God has done for us in Jesus. You see, Christmas, it's not just a historical event, but an event with an explanation. God is making known what's going on. We get the director's commentary, as it were. And so as we close, just look at the last six words of our reading. Can anyone see them? The last six words of our reading. There might be a chocolate in it for someone. Anyone? The last six words, yes? Brilliant, thank you. There we go. Excellent. As it had been told them. This good news of great joy, it has been told to us. How will you respond? Will we prove it? Will we make sure it's true? Will we proclaim it? Will we make this word known to others? And will we prize it amidst all the food and fun, all the presents and parties? Will we store up God's word so we keep our eyes fixed on Jesus? I have to say, I was a little nervous about having a 9-point talk for an all age. But if we look at the screen or at the board, I wonder if we can remember it all. Children, maybe you can help me out. Adults, maybe the words will help you. The angels announce good news of great joy for all people, because Jesus has been born and he is the Saviour. He's the King and he's God. And so what do? Well, we prove God's word. We check it's true. We proclaim it and we prize it. Or in other words, Christmas is the very best news ever for anyone who will listen, because it's all about our Saviour, King and God. So take God at his word. Let me lead us in a short prayer. Loving Heavenly Father, thank you for the wonderful news of great joy told to those shepherds, that Jesus is the Saviour we need. Thank you that he is your forever king and God on earth. Please help us to investigate for ourselves to make sure, and help us to make known your word. And would we all be those who meditate on this wonderful word of good news. In Jesus' name, amen.